Thank you, Mr. Chairs. Pakistan would make statement on behalf of OIC. As you can see, my delegation can represent the youth of OIC in some way. We would acknowledge the efforts of OICHR in organizing this important forum and in bringing stakeholders from various walks of life at this one place. OIC has been actively pursuing the agenda of youth empowerment and development, which has been reflected in different declarations of the OIC. We believe that inclusivity is the core principle of democratic decision making, and the role of youth, who are the future policymakers, cannot be ignored. By 2030, the target date for the Sustainable Development Goals, the number of youth is projected to grow by 7% to nearly 1.3 billion, which would make them almost the fifth part of the whole population of the world. Therefore, their participation in democratic process and policy making needs to be emphasized. The youth are full of energies, brilliant and innovative ideas, passion for positive change and out-of-box solutions, which can be channelized and their capacities harnessed for the common good of humanity at large. In order to instill in young people the ideals of human rights, the democratic values, and to develop their capacities to participate as responsible and active members of the community, all of which result in the promotion of rule of law, we need to first provide them with enabling environment that would bring out the best of their capabilities. The enablers for bringing youth at the forefront of democratic process and the rule of law can be related to social, economic, political, and cultural domains. However, the provision of basic human rights, including the right to food, education, work, health, and participation, can be the starting point and the means to an end of the active youth engagement in the process of sustainable development. These rights have already been guaranteed in many of the international conventions. The rights-based approach can result in the development of necessary support programs for the youth in different spheres. The active and meaningful participation of the youth needs to be ensured by devising policies, plans, programs at local, sub-national, and national levels. We cannot ensure their positive role in society without giving them necessary tools, especially good quality education. Education would be the prime factor in ensuring opportunity for the youth in all fields of life and in making them a strong pillar of society. It should encompass both formal and informal education, skill and capacity building programs, leadership training, sports and other related activities. The promotion of young women's participation and presence in places of decision making at all levels is pivotal for full realization of objectives of sustained youth engagement in society. Only through well-integrated policies focusing on realizing the right to development of the youth can help achieve sustainable youth participation. I thank you, Mr. Chairs.